Shadows pooled on the floor of the broken temple and seeped into the cracks between the stones as he stepped out of the portal. Splintered ends of charred wooden beams protruded from the mounds of shattered masonry, which had fallen from the ceiling and now gaped open to the night sky. Outside, chaos reigned over the fallen city. A stench of burning flesh wafted in from the street as Lord Talus' soldiers slaked their lusts on Leovard's hapless survivors. But inside the sanctuary, another presence lingered, reeking of death. Balaam walked around an overturned sarcophagus, its ancient stone surface riddled with cracks. He stopped beside a long smudge on the floor, beside a hollow scrying pool. The power he'd felt radiated from the stain. Balaam knelt and traced the spot with his fingers. Here. This was where she had met her end. The shadows spun a connection between worlds. An image formed in the air, a picture of this chamber as it had been on a night 2 moons ago. In the picture, much of the rubble was gone, although some debris littered the floor. The surface of the scrying pool glistened as Lady Sibelle lay against it. Blood streaked her aristocratic features. Her black dress was ripped and powdered with dust. A man in southern garb entered the frame. He was not overly large or intimidating, but Lady Sibelle stiffened as he approached.
Where is she?
The man grabbed her with both hands.
Tell me where she is.
Lady Sibelle looked up at him. No, beyond him, northward.
You have her eyes.
Where is she?
Sibelle's eyes took on a sudden clarity and focused on the man's face.
Find Erebus.
The man jerked back as streamers of smoke rose from her body. Flames lit up the sanctum, highlighting the cracks running through the walls. Lady Sibelle was burning, but Balaam studied her foe.
So, this is the Sile.
There was nothing remarkable about the man on the surface, but Balaam looked into the man's eyes and saw his own reflection in their flat surfaces. Balaam brushed the detritus from his gloves. Lady Sibelle's demise was unfortunate, but far worse was her infidelity at the end. She had betrayed her liege, her people, and her family. He couldn't understand why she would do such a thing. It went against everything he lived for. There was no self, only duty. Balaam glanced around at the destruction. So much potential lost. So much time wasted. Balaam turned to meet his contact. The man was short. Loose folds of skin around his eyes and under his chin hinted he had once been pudgier, but no doubt the last few weeks had been hard on him. After Sibelle's fall, her favored priests found few allies in the new regime, but they had re-emerged from the shadows since Lord Talus' victory, like maggots spilling from a rotten corpse.
I am Willich, second Archeract of the High Fane. What message has the Master for me?
Balaam made no movement, except to touch the pommel of his Khaleesi sword with the small finger of his right hand. The gesture was enough to get a reaction from the priest. His tiny eyes retreated farther into their nests of puckered skin.
How did this happen?
The Dark Mother was overcome by a stranger who came in the night. He made some trouble with the Duke's son, and then the people rose up. My brothers and I tried to help.
Tried? Where were you when the Scion came for her? Where were your brothers? You who swore to give your lives at her whim. No. You ran.
No!
You hid in some dank hole like a rat.
No!
The priest clutched the robe at his chest, where the black amulet of his faith swung.
How dare you question me, Talon? I have met the new master. Lord Talus has every confidence in my loyalty.
A sad statement of these times.
Talus had a reputation for expediency. As ruthless as he was successful, he'd been waging a winning campaign in the West before this. Now he was shoring up the losses from Lady Sibelle's failure, and who knew what delays that would mean.
I shall be on the council that rules the Leovard when the new master departs.
The warlord's plans were none of his concern.
He has announced he will punish those responsible. Everyone knows this menace came from the south, from Nemea, the old whore. The new master will punish her.
The priest put a hand to his loose belly. Balaam held himself rigid, arm extended.
You failed, Lady Sibelle, and failed the one and only master.
The black blade left the priest's body, and he toppled to the floor. Balaam swept the Khaleesi sword in a half circle to clear the gore, wiped it on the priest's wide back, and slid it back into the scabbard. The blood called to him, but he resisted, sickened by the idea of feeding from this slug. Finished here, Balaam left the temple through a fissure in the leaning walls. The sky was laden with heavy black clouds, but the city was awash in darting yellow and red light as the fires spread. Bodies sprawled on the cobblestones, seeped in blood and ash. None escaped the wrath of Lord Talus, none except the city's former ruler, whom Balaam heard had escaped during the assault. Now entire wards of Leovard burned while soldiers searched for the missing sovereign.
This is how the world will be remade, by fire and shadow. The master foresaw it, and now it comes to pass.
A shadow floated down to settle on his shoulder. Balaam listened to its message before sending it off. The trail in Leovard was cold if he had been summoned sooner, but there was no use dwelling on that. Calling upon the darkness, he turned his back on Lady Sibel's failed experiment and stepped through the portal.